This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is a Patriots Monday, and we are at Gillette Stadium. And coming up in about 15 minutes, we will get to They Said It, and we will definitely talk about what Lamar Jackson said after that loss last night about getting into it with a fan and other things during They Said It. And then Boomer Esiason at 8. I, for one, I need Boomer's opinion on Patrick Mahomes and how long the NFL is going to allow him to continue his sideline shenanigans. I have had it up to here with the man gaming the system, Wiggy.
Yep.
And
he got it.
It is disgusting. And it's, I get it. You want the guy, you know, his tight end's wife or fiance is going to be doing the halftime show, so you want him there for it, whatever.
But he's getting married.
But it drives me nuts. So Boomer Esiason will join us coming up in about 50 minutes or so at 8 on this morning's show. But we are here at Gillette after a loss, and we got some leads left, including this one from Curtis. Hello, Curtis.
Greg, great to see you. Looks like you had a wonderful wedding weekend down the Cape.
Congratulations to Taylor and Matt. Taylor is the daughter of our friend Jay Miller, who played for a long time for the Bruins, and they had an unbelievable, Falmouth is beautiful. So many places on the Cape are beautiful. Falmouth is beautiful. We had they had a great night before thing at Sackanesset, the gorgeous golf club down there, and then a beautiful wedding at Jay's house.
Looked gorgeous.
And they did it upright, so it was fantastic. I had one bite of cake. That's it.
Oh, look at you. But wasting away.
But also, Odyssey appreciation for Eddie from Falmouth, who listens to this show every day that I met while I was down there this weekend. But go ahead, Curtis.
Thank you, Greg. So I know it's kind of simple, but it's the only thing that really matters in the NFL is your quarterback. And we are going to know at the end of this season, maybe before, if Drake May is someone you build around or someone you need to replace. And I watched yesterday, and it's just one game, but everything that I saw screamed, uh-oh, not great.
You have questions about whether he's the guy.
He has been told not to run, and that was his biggest weapon last year. And it's not that he can't run on every play. It just appeared to me like it was this mental block where the one thing he had in his holster that he could apply at any moment was taken away from him, which then gave him these like Bledsoe feet, and then he would finally sort of scramble out or throw it away. He just looked frenetic in the pocket. And I know it's only his second season. I know he's like 22 years old. But when you watch guys like Burrow or Stafford or Mahomes or Allen or whomever, they stand in the pocket, they peruse the field, they make a decision, and they're decisive with the one they make. Whereas with Drake May yesterday, it could be Josh McDaniels' fault. There's a million things, Shime, that you've said that you could very well be right, and I could be a moron. I am known to be overreactionary. However, Just saying what I saw in week one, I don't get why you played him only four series in the preseason. I don't get why he's been anointed a captain after doing nothing. It feels like the organization has placed him in a perch that he has yet to get to on his own. So if you have any desire of having Mike Vrabel be successful and the Patriots being good at any point in the near future, you better hope that Drake May turns it around fast.
And Curtis, I strongly agree about the lack of play in the preseason. Like what I point to is like when Lamar Jackson first started in the NFL, right? He ran way more than he does now. He's much more of a pocket passer now,
and
but it took time to develop
intention.
That.
He has the last night multiple times. He has the intention of clearly trying to be that, which they've worked on with him.
I feel like they are forcing Drake May to do that instead of cultivating what he does well and then allowing him to grow into a better pocket passer. And so that was my reason for being so upset with McDaniels, is I feel like you're pushing him into one corner.
It's also what he did well in college, and I'm assuming one of the reasons why you drafted him at that spot was because of that.
But one thing you need, though, just on that, Greg, you need pocket presence. You need a feel. Lamar Jackson now can sense and feel what's going on around him and say, okay, I'm going to use one of my runs right now because I see the linebacker over here. I got an opportunity. Drake May had no feel in the pocket.
Yeah.
I don't disagree, but wouldn't you also agree that that comes with more playing time and more experience?
It comes with that in situational understanding the game. Like last night, Josh McDaniels, it was third and three, comes back to drop back pass, looks one way, sees it open up and runs because he knows
Josh Allen.
Allen looks one way and runs. So it's understanding the situation, too, when you're going to run the football.
But Lamar, it was almost like the run used to be his check down. And now he gets to the check down.
Yes.
Well, you know, so, all right. Curtis, great. Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. If Angry Principal Dave is up this morning, it's time to put us on mute because I am going to apologize to one Chris Curtis.
Really?
And I apologize because we got into it on Friday when it came to Bill Belichick and the reports that he had banned Patriots scouts. I said I wanted to hear from the Patriots organization or from UNC before I started going in on what was going on. Well, we got both, and I was taken aback by what Bill Belichick had to say when asked about banning Patriots scouts from visiting his team.
This is away from the game, but we haven't heard from you yet on this. Obviously, reports this week of New England Patriots scouts being banned from practice. Just wanted to give you the opportunity to comment on that and provide some sort of explanation on that.
Yeah, well, no, it's clear that I'm not welcome there around their facility, so I'm welcome in ours. Very simple.
Wow. I had to look this up on numerous sources. I thought it was AI at first. I thought there was no way in hell that Bill Belichick was actually doing this to his players.
Right.
This is by far the most egregious thing Bill Belichick has ever done as a head coach. He is not dealing with, yes, he's dealing with adults because these kids are 18 plus, but he's not dealing with people that are in the league. This is their sole job. They've got families. They have other teams to go to. He's dealing with kids still. He has their entire futures in his hands. And the fact that he went out there and chose a reason that was so petty to hold these kids back from any scout being able to see them.
Right.
And took away from people actually talking about play on the field or these actual players and put the attention on the pettiness between Bill Belichick, the Patriots organization, and now UNC is so... It's a fireable offense in my mind. If I was a parent, I would be so beyond pissed.
Yeah. We need there should have been a follow up. How is Bill banned from this building? I mean,
Robert Kraft just said he was going to build him a statue.
He was here for Tom Brady night. I mean, was he not invited? I mean, we joked about it with Vrabel. Was he not invited to Tom Brady's statue night? And is he pissed about that? I mean, maybe,
but his son was on the Patriots staff last year.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing that, and then what came of this is Mark Daniels, not a friend of the show, but he had an interesting story where he noted that confirmed a lot of the things that we had speculated on, which was that he didn't talk to his defensive coordinator, Gerard Mayo, the entire year because he felt that the coach in waiting thing was wrong. If it were up to Bill, he would have maintained the same coaching staff on offense in Patricia and Judge, which I believe was a fireable offense.
Yep.
and he didn't talk to Mac Jones ever since he said he complained about the coaching.
Yep.
So you didn't talk to the coordinator, you didn't talk to the quarterback, and you wanted to keep two coordinators that didn't even coach the side of the ball they were coordinating on. This is a guy that has been petty, king petty, for a generation, and this is unfortunate. I agree with you, Courtney. It is unfortunate that at this stage, when he had an opportunity with a clean slate, that he's bringing this dirty laundry into the locker room of UNC.
I try to figure out where it comes from. I know he's been petty a lot. But this the particular pettiness of this, does he believe, and just I'm trying to figure it out, does he believe that he had the job with the Falcons and that these guys went out of their way
to sabotage him and
prevent him from getting that job? Because there has to be something that he thinks that was done to him was so out of line that he is not concerned at all about the way in which he's responding.
Right. Here's my conspiracy theory. Because the Belichick statue, out the window. Kraft said that before this whole thing took off.
Oh, no. He knew it.
I wonder if it was, Bill was like, listen, I want to come back and be a part of Tom Brady's statue unveiling night.
And they said no.
And they shut that down.
Yeah. But that's less egregious than...
Imagine you're Bill Belichick and you say, hey, I want to be part of the Tom Brady statue unveiling night. I want to talk about Tom and be able to be part of introducing the statue night. I'm just saying, this is my conspiracy theory, right? Because remember, the statue thing for Bill was... before this whole UNC and scouts being banned.
No, they knew.
They knew. Like the scout had been banned a long time
ago. In August.
Yeah. Okay.
So they knew. So, I mean,
Keep getting the timeline wrong. Okay, sorry, go ahead, Courtney.
What doesn't make sense to me is that Dynasty happened and the Falcons job happened. Mm. Those back-to-back, I could see you being very petty over that. But since then, he did the Brady speech.
Well, he's going to do that for Tom Brady, though.
No, I know, but he took the Dynasty documentary in general, in jest, kind of. He made fun of it during the roast and during the Brady night here. I just think this is so far gone now.
Right, but give me the timeline, because when did they say the scouts were banned?
Everybody, I need it, because the people on Twitch chat are all off. So the Patriots would have known before anybody else that their scouts that they sent to Chapel Hill were barred from the facility, which was in August when the North Carolina Tar Heels were in training camp for their season.
Okay, so this is during fall camp.
During fall camp. Last Wednesday or Thursday night, a guy on Cowherd's network reported this. That day, Robert Kraft told Dan Roach that Bill Belichick would be welcome back for a statue.
Yeah.
This has been percolating behind the scenes. You could very well be right that he believes that Robert Kraft told Arthur Blank not to hire him. Well could be the case. But what he's doing...
it doesn't justify what he's doing.
I'm not saying justify. I'm not even disagreeing. What I'm saying is what Bill Belichick is doing now is sabotaging himself.
Yeah.
If he ever wanted a job... I understand hating Robert Kraft. I've said it a million times. Right. He has every right to. But the reality is that he's just hurting himself now.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
And getting another opportunity.
His players.
Yeah. No, I agree.
They should be the forefront of this. It should not be about Bill Belichick or the Patriots right now. It should be about these UNC student athletes who put all their trust in Bill Belichick coming and being their head coach, not only to make them great college players, but to get them to the next level. And now there's this whole narrative that shouldn't even be added of people saying, did you watch that first for week one for UNC? Why would the Patriots want to go look at them anyway? Like adding salt into the wound. It's terrible.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
We can get to the rest of this morning's leads coming up next. We are at Gillette Stadium, and it is a Patriots Monday after a loss. Boomer Esiason coming up with us in about a half an hour at 8 right now. Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Patriots dropped the season opener 20-13 against the Raiders. Drake May completed 30 of 46 passes for 287 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Kayshawn Booty was his main target with 6 receptions for 103 yards. Now, We've got to get to the Sports Illustrated Top Performer of the Week. It's brought to you by Sports Illustrated. Let's give it to Harold Landry, a bright spot for the Pats defense this week. Sports Illustrated tickets, 50 million sports, concerts, and theater tickets. Same seats, better prices. Fans deserve better.
Did he have three sacks yesterday?
Two and a half,
right? Yeah. Wow. Love it.
Yep. Other games of note, the Chiefs fell to the Chargers on Friday night. The Dolphins got slaughtered by the Colts, and Shime lost to Brittany, the gal behind Boston Food Journal, with the Bills coming back.
We haven't talked about that enough.
All right. What does Brittany think about Drake May? She's really the football person.
I know. We should get her on. She's got a football mind.
We should.
I can't believe it, Shime. Down 0-1 after week one when it comes to beat the geek.
It is what it is. I guess that's what happens when the Ravens blow 15-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Well, I mean, obviously, while she was eating her dumpling, she saw something when it comes to that Ravens team.
Brittany knows ball.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it on brand that Shime's picks didn't deliver?
Tonight it's Vikings at Bears for Monday Night Football. Kickoff is at 8:15. When it came to college games over the weekend, BC lost to MSU in double overtime 42-40, and UMass lost to Bryant 27-26. The Red Sox take the final game against the Diamondbacks 7-4, avoiding the sweep. Brian Bayo went six innings, giving up three runs on four hits while striking out two. The Sox now have the Athletics tonight. 10:05, first pitch with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 9:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. In Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. When we come back, we've got They Said It.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Patriots Monday from Gillette Stadium, and coming up, Boomer Esiason after an all-time collapse by the Ravens last night. We'll talk to Boomer about that and everything else NFL in a half an hour at 8. Shime, if we could we open the window world, the Boston weather window for Curtis, please? All right, Curtis, few days left, a couple weeks left in summer, whatever. What do we got today?
Well, it's going to be a fall feel here. It's going to be about 70 degrees today. Right now, it's 53 degrees at Foxborough, afternoon high, partly cloudy, 70. We're going to warm up a bit. Thursday's the pick of the week, mid-70s. The rest, we're going to be 68 to 72. It's going to feel very, very pumpkin spicy outside.
Okay. You get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month, and they will be energy-efficient windows from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. We will get to They Said It momentarily, but we have a couple leads left this morning on a Patriots Monday. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So the Patriots are going to be headed down to Miami. Now, people, sit down, because this lead might have you jumping out of your seats and getting a little bit of either excited or angry. Miami stinks. They are basically McDaniels on borrowed time.
He might not make it to Thanksgiving.
Canadian.
Right.
Canadian Thanksgiving.
That whole organization's in uproar. November 4th, trade deadline. You go down to Miami.
Tyreek.
You try to get Tyreek Hill.
You put a word. Todd Downing's the receiver coach.
Yep.
After the game, hey, Tyreek, how you feeling down here? I don't like it. If you are the New England Patriots, he has one more year left on his deal. You know he wants to keep playing because he's got a bunch of money he has to pay for child support.
The alimony is bananas.
You probably can get him for basically, at this point, forget about a bag of balls, a bag of donuts. So if you're the New England Patriots, you get a guy like that, explosive, who's still explosive, that can help your offense, and that teams would have to be concerned about. Maybe a change of scenery, playing for a guy like Mike Vrabel might do him good. But if you're New England, aren't you picking up the phone and inquiring about, especially after this game, if it goes into your favor and Miami goes 0-2, if they're willing to move on from Tyreek Hill?
I mean, I think, unfortunately, you got an answer about that strategy-wise from the head coach of the New England Patriots on this show last week.
Yeah, but that was a different breed, though.
When he told you that when it comes to parting with draft picks, they are not interested in doing that. They need the picks more than they need the players right now.
Well, that's the first and second round.
I think he's talking about a fifth round pick.
Yeah, but that's Micah Parsons, the first. I'm talking Tyreek Hill. You're getting him for a sixth round pick. You wouldn't give up a sixth round pick.
I would do it all day.
Right. And I think when Vrabel was talking about that, he's talking about two potential first round picks for Micah Parsons and then another pick. Maybe you're not willing to do that because you want to build through the early stages of the draft. But if you're New England and you're trying to be competitive this year and you could get a guy that it looks like he could be disgruntled down there, why not use this opportunity to plant the seed?
Okay, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Over the last couple years, the two most violent, dangerous places that one can be are the airport. Actually three, the airport, a fast food restaurant, and an NFL game. I thought it was interesting over the weekend that the Seattle Seahawks put undercover law enforcement officers wearing opposing team jerseys in the stands at Lumen Field so that they could try to get something started with a rowdy Seahawks fan and then arrest them before violence broke out. So, sorry. I don't know what you think of that. But,
isn't that entrapment?
Yeah.
It's not really entrapment. I mean, if you're 12 beers deep and you're jawing at somebody.
Did they say that the cops were beginning the violence or the other fans?
Well, I guess they're just going to see if anybody says anything to them.
Okay, then that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as the cops not like, yeah, suck it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, wait a second here, but I'm going to call it. It's definitely entrapment if the cop is the one who's antagonizing it. But it is smart that you put the jersey on and they walk around and see if, you know, what happens.
See
and
if who, people are trying to start with them and try to go with them.
And then, like, you know, then you can kind of, because I get going to a game, being an opposing fan, talking trash, having a good time. Because, like, that's the way we all grew up, where we, you know, talk ish and support our team. But when, you know, you're whooping a guy's ass or three guys are jumping on him, like, That's not right. So I don't mind that for the cops.
We should do this at road shows when angry Principal Dave is there, yeah. And we can put somebody in a Curtis Suck shirt,
yeah,
and then see if he starts with them.
Yeah, I mean, well, that would require him being literate. But I was driving yesterday down to the game, and it dawned on me just on this about the fan experience. Patriots fans sacrifice more than my guess is almost every other fan base in the NFL. You drive to Foxborough, the ride home, I was lucky. There was an accident right as I got to the 95 and 90, 128, and traffic was backed up like 8 miles. You're sitting there for hours. You're spending $200 a ticket to watch this.
Yeah.
Like, this product better get better quick, because I don't know how long people are going to continue to support a team that's 4-13 three consecutive years, driving all the way down here to pay these prices. It's crazy. But I think fan experience is something that's been really benefited from the fact that we have cameras, like that crazy lady with the Phillies fan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people are like, it's doxing. It's not doxing. No. You're in public being an a-hole, just like the fan that was yelling at the woman at the playoff game.
We had to talk about that. Can we talk about that during the news?
Yes, okay. We have that in the news.
News coming up at 8:20, and those are our leads. Let's begin at least with They Said It.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's Law, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, standing beside you in your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders by Ketch's Law. So if you've been injured at work, call them today. And what is up first this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, Sunday Night Football last night, after the Ravens had scored a touchdown, a fan slapped DeAndre Hopkins on the helmet, and so Lamar Jackson then shoved the fan and got in a bit of an altercation with him. Here was Lamar Jackson after the game talking about that altercation.
He slapped. I seen him slap D-Hop, but, you know, I wasn't really. He slapped me, and he's talking. So, I just forgot where I was for a little bit, you know. But, you got to think in those situations, you know. You got security out there. Let security handle it, you know. But I just let my emotion get the best of me. But hopefully it don't happen again, you know. I learned from that. No, because I never seen our fans do that. So, I'll probably do it again. You know, we score a touchdown. But it's not nothing against the fans, you know. I'm just celebrating my teammates scoring a touchdown.
Yeah, it's one thing to pat a guy on the head and you celebrate with him versus, you know, mushing him. Hey, guess what? If you mush a player and you're a fan, you better be prepared to get mushed back. That way I look at it.
So you have no issue.
I got no issues with it. Nope.
What he did.
Nope. The guy mushed him on the helmet. Like, I got no issues with that. If somebody mushed you, would you not mush him back?
I would hope you would.
Right.
I would.
I wear glasses, so I can't get violent.
I mean, I got no problem with Lamar Jackson.
I'm getting on in years. I can't get violent.
No, I get it. Right. I don't like. Listen, I only got glasses. A little bit of gas left, Greg, either, and I'm saving it just in case for a rainy day.
Yeah.
But I got no issues with what Lamar did.
Lindsay wished Greg had a little bit of gas left.
You know, I got no issues with that. You don't put your hands on somebody first and don't expect for some type of repercussions to come your way.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about it all the time. People have become emboldened.
Right.
Oftentimes because of the fact that they can say anything they want on social media.
Right.
And so they feel like they can do that in person, and in many cases you can't.
Well, see, that's the thing. You can say a lot and you know you can't get touched because you can't cry. Like, a guy can't say, well, self-defense. Lamar Jackson could say, he put his hands on me first. Once you put your hands on somebody, then that other person has the right to do what they need to do.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, another quarterback that got a win yesterday was Aaron Rodgers. He is very happy to have kind of basically shown his rear end to the New York Jets. Here was Rodgers after the game being asked about how he felt about beating the Jets.
You spoke about the meeting with Aaron Glenn on McAfee a few months ago. Beating him, is there significance in that, since he basically told you to your face that he didn't think you were right for that team?
Yes, that's what he did.
So there's significance in beating him for you?
I was happy to beat everybody associated with the Jets.
That boy looked good, man.
A little bit of a revenge game there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, so, you a-hole Aaron Rodgers. They paid you like $100 million and you won like three games. What a total douche.
He looked better yesterday than any one singular game with the Jets in 2 years.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's the ayahuasca.
Well, that's because the Pittsburgh Steelers are a real team with a real coach. When he played for the Jets, it was like chaos over there. Now, I like the Jets now with Aaron Glenn, what they're doing. You're starting to see a real team, but I think Rodgers is with a team where he knows, like, okay, this is a real team, and I could do some stuff with them.
Well, and not to look ahead, but week three, you got them here. So you got Aaron Rodgers here week three. Yes, Sean.
Wiggy, are we back with Justin Fields? Is he officially back or no?
He looked good. He looked good. No, I think that Aaron Glenn is going to get the best out of Justin Fields. He's going to get the best out of that team. You know,
Justin Fields. Wiggy just wants to draft Justin Fields.
Oh, the good old days.
I played with Aaron Glenn, and Aaron Glenn is cut from the Bill Parcells cloth. When I was there in New York, Parcells was the coach. Aaron Glenn had been in the league for several years, and he was a great leader in that locker room. So I know what Aaron Glenn is bringing to that Jets organization, and it's kind of a little bit of Parcells-esque, but with his own flavor on it. So I think they're going to buy into it.
All right, the rest of they said it, including what Josh Allen said about his fans and the loyalty factor after last night coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Next. The head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel, earlier this morning on Mic'd Up Monday. And if you missed it, you can go back and hear it in its entirety on the Odyssey app, on the iHeart app, anywhere where you normally will be able to consume this program when it is not on the radio. So more on what Mike Vrabel talked about this morning coming up. We were in the middle of They Said It. before we get to Boomer Esiason in about 10 minutes or so. Shime, what is next?
Well, Craig, let's go to Josh Allen after the game last night. After that come from behind win for the Buffalo Bills, took kind of a little bit of a shot at his Buffalo Bills fandom. Here is Josh Allen.
Our team didn't quit. I mean, I think there's people that left the stadium. That's okay. We'll be fine, but have some faith next time.
All right.
I can't say anything about that after leaving several games early. But, I mean,
the snowball really is inexcusable.
I know it is. I mean, unbelievable comeback.
Right.
And for the Ravens, absolute collapse.
Right.
And that kicker was not on – that Bills kicker was not on an NFL team last week and is – 41 years old, Sean.
Yeah. Matt Prater, yeah, he was kicking at a high school, I believe, in Arizona to stay in shape. Got the call when Tyler Bass was going to go on IR, showed up, and kicked a bunch of field goals for him.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Those two last night, always watching Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen duel it out. It's just and then everybody compares Drake May to Josh Allen, and then you watch Josh Allen, and you're like,
no.
Whew,
that is like peak NFL performance last night. What you saw is as good as the product gets, I think.
Hey, and give it up to Courtney and Curtis, your boy, Zay Flowers. He's a difference maker on that team, and I know that they lost to Buffalo last year and they didn't have him. And if they had him, it could have been a different outcome in that game. But you give Lamar a guy like that who can just make plays all over the field.
And also Derrick Henry.
And Josh Allen does it on his own. I mean, think about that.
He did all that without Mac Hollins.
Like, you think about that. Like, Zay Flowers, say what you want, is legit. Derrick Henry, we all know what he can do. I like James Cook. I'm not taking nothing away from him. But you start to look at Kincaid, the other tight end. I'm drawing a blank
Dawson
on his name.
Knox.
Dawson Knox. The wide receivers that they have, Coleman. Like, Josh Allen doesn't have anybody spectacular. His ability, and that's what Drake May has to be able to do, or at least get, you know, close enough to it. When you don't have those type of players, you got to be able to elevate.
And Josh Allen is the rare breed where he's like, it plays in the same division as the Patriots. He's on the Bills, but I find him so likable.
Yeah.
Like, he just seems like a guy that has worked his ass off, came from Wyoming. I mean, talk about what do you think his actual market value would be to Buffalo? $1 billion stadium. Like, that guy should be making $300 million a year for what he brings to that organization. Yeah. And he's a guy that doesn't appear changed by it.
Right. And he came from nothing, like you said.
Right.
Sending out his own tapes, you know, calling coaches. No one wanted to give him a shot.
Gets better every year.
Yeah.
I know Mahomes has the rings, but is Josh Allen just like the best football player on the planet right this very second?
You can't say it until, I mean, I think so, but he has to win this year.
Yeah, you got
to
win because the guy across from him was pretty good, too. The guy, Lamar Jackson, was pretty good. And I get it. I understand that Lamar has a better supporting cast, but those two guys are just like, you know, they're spectacular.
What's next, Shime?
Well, there was one team that got a win over the weekend here was the Jacksonville Jaguars. Owner Shad Khan wanted to pop into the locker room and give a good pep talk to the guys. Here's how that went.
This is what we envisioned in January, okay?
Yes, sir.
It's happening here in September. Gonna go on forever!
Oh, man, it's very exciting.
Yes. Excited.
You can't blame him. I mean, he spent billions on an NFL franchise. And
Duval guy is
1-0.
Luckily, they got Carolina.
Very excited.
You beat Carolina at home.
Right.
And that's your post. What do you do week
Duval.
2?
Duval.
Gonna go on forever.
What in the world?
Because I was deep. You know me, I have the ability to DP double watch the games.
Okay.
And I wanted to turn on the Jacksonville game because I'm so interested in the Travis Hunter, you know, experiment.
Yeah.
Which now it looks like, okay, he only plays wide receiver and they sprinkle him in on offense. I ended up watching the red zone and then to watch them, you know, they beat Carolina. All right, buddy, there. You have the Bengals next week.
Is this season do or die for Trevor Lawrence or no?
Well, they paid him that big money.
$55 million.
Yeah.
And he's had injuries, so he hasn't been healthy, though.
Yeah, it's
he has not lived up to what we all thought.
No. This is a year where it's going to be like, all right, you gave him all that money, but was it worth it? So I think, you know, obviously they probably won't move on from him, but he's definitely...
Is he a generational talent?
No. Oh, okay. He came out as... When he came out, right, people were telling us he was, but no, he don't look it.
Gonna go on forever!
All right. That is they said it. And Boomer Esiason next on what happened to the New England Patriots here, where we are at Gillette Stadium yesterday, and the rest of the NFL coming up next on a Patriots Monday at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.